need a laugh, there's a helping people. But don't pass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's my mate,
what a toaster.
Oh, oh. It's my mate,
what a toaster.
Yeah, yeah, it's my mate,
what a toaster.
Oh, oh, toast of all my love, thank God, toaster.
Hello, welcome back. It is My Mate Bought a Toaster Toasted. Now, this is the episode where myself and my wife, Beth Morrie, hello, Beth Morrie.
Hello.
Like a rubbish Chris and Rosie Ramsey, go through the episode, which we just were lucky enough to have this Tuesday, Anya Magliano. Wasn't she brilliant? Wasn't she wonderful, Beth
She Morrie? Was fantastic, yes.
How sickened were you and how much am I allowed to talk about on the podcast?
Yeah.
And I have to do this, really, and I know you probably don't want me to talk about this on the podcast, but you did text me when you were listening to the episode and your main note was, God, she's a fetus. God, she's a fetus.
Yeah.
She's so young.
I got so upset when she said her first purchase was what, in 2013? And she said she was 15 years old. And I was like, what the fuck?
We were already a year
in the maths
to having a kid by then. Like, she could be our kid.
I was horrified.
She's very good. She's very funny.
And then that just made me feel inadequate because she's, 27 and she's done all this stuff.
She's on. Have you been on Taskmaster?
No, I have not. And I haven't won all those comedy awards either.
No, I know.
Fuck her. And also, and this makes me even more mad.
Can
she's
you stop
got
swearing
curly
on the podcast as well, please?
Oh, sorry.
Because I'm trying to have a swear-free. Well, that's ruined for today's episode. So I now have to put an explicit warning on the podcast. So I'll probably get less listeners.
I did it on purpose. Also, what made me even more mad in a non-sweary way is that she's got curly hair, which is what I really want. And she moaned and moaned about having curly hair and how much product you have to buy for curly hair.
Yes.
And I just want to say on behalf of straight flathead women everywhere that you don't know the half of it, how difficult
it is.
Hang on,
are you saying because she's bisexual and you're a straight woman? Is that what you mean? You can't say that. Oh, I see what you mean.
Curly hair, dumbass.
That was a joke.
Curly hair.
Yeah, I know. You do have very straight
hair. I want curly hair.
The straightest, flattest hair in the West belongs to, I can confirm, my wife, Beth Morrie. I mean, hair is a very good start-off point. By the way, later on in the episode, before I forget, we're going to talk about Black Friday because a lot of you will be listening to this the day before Black Friday. Obviously, Black Friday, but equally, there's some chat to be had around it. But before we get to that, let's get back to Anya Magliano's hair. The first thing she bought was biotin. Now, I've done a bit of research, by which I mean I've had a very light Google. You can see, do you want to read to the audience what I've searched there?
Does biotin work?
That's me researching, guys. Who needs local radio when you can get your information from My Mate Bought a Toaster spinoff? There is only very weak evidence to suggest that biotin supplementation results in improvements to hair, skin, or nails. Biotin supplementation in those who are not biotin deficient has not been shown to improve hair health. Vitamins and supplements may have a place in our diet.
Wow, you really surprise me.
So people buying the biotin thing, I wonder if you could put a number, and we see it every week on the episode, on how many products are placebo on Amazon.
Oh, not placebo, but don't really make any difference at all and are just a waste of money.
Well, yeah, but if they make you feel better, then they're a placebo, aren't they?
Oh.
If they magically make you think, well, actually, that biotin does work. It doesn't, but you tell yourself it does.
Yeah, maybe.
There should be a special placebo section, but I guess that sort of disproves
the point.
It doesn't work. So she has very, very curly hair. You have very straight hair.
Mm.
To the point where, and this goes back to the Hayley Morris episode a couple of weeks ago, you are an avid wig buyer.
Mm.
Do you want to tell us? I've got a wig story from this week as well.
Have
We've
you?
Both got wig stories.
Well, it supports my theory that the main two things that I buy on Amazon, and indeed lots of people, are hair products and pesticides.
Wow.
I think those are the major outgoings.
So My Mate Bought a Toaster with you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of what I've seen of your guests, and yes, I do buy a lot of kind of hair products, you know, bargain shampoos and conditioners, like abundance hair products to make your hair bigger, which is my, different types of curlers, like hot curlers.
It sort of makes me grateful to be quite bald.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's something to be said. So I had this theory that I was going to shave off all my hair and just wear wigs.
Wow.
I really did consider it. Like, just get rid of it.
Full on.
Yeah.
Like G.I. Jane, like Demi Moore off of the 90s.
And I keep buying these wigs, but they look a bit wiggy.
So tell, what do you mean? Is that because of the actual quality of the hair?
Yeah. I mean, I think you need to spend hundreds of pounds on a proper wig to make it look good. And that I'm buying them for like 25 quid.
Yeah.
And the hair.
Should they be made of human hair then?
No, I don't think so necessarily.
Because that would spook me out. That would freak me out. The idea of putting
a little bit.
That's a bit Silence of the Lambs putting on someone else's sort of.
Well,
flesh
it's donated
as a suit.
And stuff.
Well, of course, I didn't assume it had been stolen in the night.
But
from someone sleeping.
I mean, so it is just your feeling. It's fine.
I think it's a bit weird.
But it's more the hairline. You can see that it's too thick and
at the front,
artificial looking. No, that the parting.
Oh, I see.
And actually, it is just too thick.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us about your disappointing wig? Because you've got a big showbiz, well, or publisher biz party today, in fact.
Yes.
And you were going to wear a wig to it, which I think is unwise to go and see all your friends at HarperCollins dressed as someone else.
Yeah, well, I've reconsidered that because I'd just get sort of funny looks as if I was dressed as a spy because I ordered this wig and I thought it would look really good. I thought it would look like my hair, but better.
Right.
I wasn't intending to look vastly different, just like thicker version of my hair.
But, so not curly like Anya.
Oh, it's sort of wavy. It was like I've made my hair look amazing.
It is amazing though, because what you're doing in terms of saving time, you don't have to do any of that. You just put it on.
Yes. It's an amazing idea. It's just it's not working. And then, yes, it arrived and it just was really wiggy.
So when you go to the thing today, how much time in minutes will you spend preparing your hair?
I will devote about 40 minutes just to my hair.
Oh, my God.
And at the end, it will look slightly crap.
That's not true. Your hair looks lovely when you give it a, it looks like you've been electrocuted.
Yeah.
Then it drops.
Yeah.
40 minutes.
Yeah, it takes time.
I don't think, if you add up all the time I prepare what's left of my hair over a year, I don't think it gets to 40 minutes. God, I've got such a time advantage on you. I've got a wig story.
Yes.
Just right by our house, I had a proper nearly threw up moment because I saw a big dead bird, like a crow. I know. And I was like, oh, God. And it was huge, big lump of it. And I started thinking, oh, God, is it a cat or something even worse? And then I had a look. It was a wig.
Who's left that wig?
I know.
That's a big night out, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. Yeah. It's I once saw someone doing the ultimate walk of shame when I was walking our old dog. Polly, and she had to go for a walk very early in the morning at like 6:30 one morning, and there was someone walking out right by where I was, where I saw the wig, and she was dressed like full-on clubbing outfit on a Sunday morning. I know.
Amazing.
I love it.
But that's the thing about a wig as well, is that they're kind of uncomfortable, so when you leave the party you are desperate to rip it off.
Oh my God, doesn't it itch?
A little bit.
Right.
So my guess is that whoever dropped that wig, they'd been to a party and they were just like, no, I cannot take this anymore. And they ripped it off and chucked it on the ground.
Yeah, I hope that was the case. I hope no one's lost it.
But just to bring this to Anya Magliano, I think that, you know, I would be buying a wig that looked like her hair.
Her hair's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice. She doesn't appreciate it.
No, but she also told the story, which I really enjoyed, about getting a fringe, about going to a hairdresser's, saying, I like this hair. And the hairdresser saying, no, this is... that the fringe is not going to suit you because you have a different type of hair. And still, at a very young age, she went, nah, I'm going to do it. And then it looked so bad she had to lie to her school friends. And I just thought, that reminds me of when I went to the hairdresser in Monmouth, Jeff Mitchell, his name was, in the 90s. And I got a wedge. Do you remember the undercut?
Dreadful.
Those of you not familiar with the undercut, this is where you basically have curtains, Jason Donovan-esque curtains, to give it a modern reference, and then it's sort of shaved around the sides and it flops down over it. And I said I wanted an undercut, and it was so...
Did he advise against it?
He had to phone home. He had to phone my mum. Or maybe he had to have a letter. But anyway, I lied. And then I went home with the wedge. And my mum went absolutely, like the most, probably the most angry I've ever seen her. And I once got arrested. So it was really, really bad. I wonder if there's a thread here. Let us know. What is the worst haircut you have ever had? Anya's was the fringe. Mine was the wedge. Beth, do you have a worst haircut you've ever had?
I've had so many. But what I wanted to say about the fringe and her insisting on that is that, particularly for women, I think, when you go to the hairdressers, it's like what you said about the hairdresser having such power. is that you go to the hairdressers and you think, my life could be transformed by this haircut.
Yeah.
And it isn't going to be, but you can't help yourself. You kind of believe that that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out with Cheryl Cole tumbling waves.
Yeah.
If I just ask for the right thing.
We invest a lot of belief in those hair.
And fringes, for some reason, again, particularly for women, is a thing where you think it could just make all the difference.
Have you ever had a fringe?
Yes. And
when we've been together or pre?
Yes. Right. I've had several fringes.
Should I remember?
I can never make them work for me. Because unlike Anya, with my flat hair, they just sort of pin themselves to my forehead and look really lank and awful.
Yes, there is something slightly 15-year-old sort of nerd, schoolgirl nerd
vibes. It sort of brings out my inner Adrian Mole, which is never very far from the surface, and it just doesn't work.
Adriana Mole.
But that doesn't stop me, like Anya, in a cycle of every now and then I think, a fringe. That's what the answer to the questions of life.
You could be hopping down the stairs one day, and in the internal voice, in that tone, we'll go, a fringe.
A fringe.
Like a sort of alleluia chorus.
Just talking about it now makes me want to go and do it myself.
Maybe a fringe. Well, it doesn't help that your best friend Lydia has a quite successful fringe.
It's a good fringe.
Winkleman-esque.
Great fringe.
That was the other problem as well. And that's often the case with a haircut, is you try and achieve the haircut of your best friend. My best friend, Ed Barlow, off of the 90s, who now, like me, has pretty much no hair. He had wonderful golden curtains. And I always thought I could achieve that with my ginger disaster. So it was awful. I had a ginger mop. Anyway, I want to know your big haircut disasters. Can you describe it on an email, please? There's absolutely nothing in it for you, but you'll get a shout out on the UK's biggest podcast. Tom at Toaster. Why are you laughing? Tom at toasterpod.com. Drop me an email. Tom at toasterpod.com. Your worst haircuts, please. Before we get to the break, so obviously we've done biotin there. I'll put a link to some of these products in the episode description. We've done the fringe. Skipping rope. I thought that was interesting. She got a skipping rope and we had a little skipping lesson. Here's a question I've never asked you in our many years together. Can you skip?
Well, I mean, yeah.
With a rope?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You don't sound very sure.
Well, I mean, I haven't done it for a long time. I have bought 2 skipping ropes for our sons at various points, and I'm sure that when it arrived, I'll probably have had a go on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at it.
Can you really do? That's amazing.
But why can't you? Can't everyone skip to a certain extent?
I find the gender divide in playgrounds absolutely wild. And the fact of the matter is, I put it to you, and maybe I said this on the pod on Tuesday, I don't think many men know how to skip, because it's seen at school for no apparent reason. It was seen when I was a kid. It was girly to go and skip, and boys would go and, you know, box and try and bite trees or whatever. But skipping with a rope was girly.
I think you can just do it in the same way that, you can squat. You might not be able to do it well, but you can do it.
No, I really can't. I've never learned how to skip. And I think it's certainly growing up when I did, I think it's a man thing. I think a lot of men don't know how to skip because skipping at school was seen as good.
You're making it sound like all girls did was skipping and cat's cradle while the boys punched things.
They sometimes plaited their hair and
coloured in.
And we used to play Kiss Chase. Did you play Kiss Chase?
Yeah, of course.
That's a game that hasn't perhaps
spin the bottle as well.
Aged that well, and spin the bottle. And also terrifying because we've got a teenager now. He'll probably go to a party and play spin the bottle. I don't want to think about that. So the skipping rope is there. I mean, it looks very nice. And it's a very, it's quite a fun way to do exercise with a skipping rope. You know, it's quite a good way of doing exercise, because exercise needs to be fun. That's the difficult thing. I've put a link to a skipping rope. And look, you can see, disgracefully, that some of these skipping ropes are pink.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're for girls. It's just a colour.
Yeah, fair point, well made. Lots of reviews. Great product.
Quality rope.
Good quality rope. However, I did find the rope a bit too long for me personally. So only 4 stars. Someone called, I won't say the full name just in case someone gets across, not heavy enough to whip round. Even if you were to cut to size, the plastic is so light, it's not the right weight for a jump rope. Had to send back for a refund. 2 stars. And then a really good review here. This really helps us, actually. This is from someone called Captain Fantasy. It's a skipping rope.
Thanks for that, Captain. Captain Clever.
I think that's all the review you need, really. Someone else said, expected much better for the price. 3 stars would be 2.5 if I could rate half 3 stars. So, I mean, someone has gone... I mean, we're now reading on a podcast, which makes us even more insane, to be fair. But someone has gone to the effort of writing 3.5 paragraphs on a skipping rope.
I always approve of these people who are willing to put in the effort.
It's unbelievable. It's a ridiculous amount. All right, we're going to stop for a break. And then after that, we're going to be talking about the shark pencil case. And I want to talk about Otto, the cheating cat, as well.
Naughty boy.
Stand by.
Butter toaster. Riding online shops just like a roller coaster. Oh, don't it feel so fine when you're buying all of the strangest things online, like books, weight sets, and posters. Come on, hear the best of the best of my mate bought a toaster.
Hello, welcome back. This is My Mate Bought a Toaster Toasted, the spin-off episode. Next week on the show, by the way, the wonderful Angela Scanlon is going to be my guest. Why are you starting laughing?
She's very good, isn't she? Yes. Like Angela.
Stop saying, every time I interview someone, you have to sort of stop off and suggest that I'm attracted to them. I think she's very funny.
Funny.
Yes. She's got lovely red hair, which we'll be talking about on the show.
Oh, I'd have her hair. If there was an Angela Scanlon wig on Amazon, I'd have that.
Well, if things ever got tough for her, she could probably sell her hair for a fortune, couldn't she? Bright red. Angela Scanlon is my guest on the show next week. Meanwhile, the Anya Magliano episode. So we've done the skipping rope. We've talked about hair. I loved the shark pencil case. There is a link to the shark pencil case in the episode description because, you know, like... I just feel, if I've got my pencil case, I can get it out. Look, do you remember this? Here you go. There's my pencil case. Did you know I had a pencil case? And I just think it's really nice. It's got, is that antlers? It's like reindeer on it. It's like a Christmas theme.
Yeah, yours is quite chic. I mean, I'm not loving the shark pencil case.
No.
I thought it made her kind of pleasingly nerdy.
Yes.
To be concerned with stationery in that way. But now I've seen it, I'm a bit disappointed.
Why? Because it's too small.
It just looks too childish.
Well, yeah, there is that. And
I thought it would be more anatomically like a shark.
That's the problem with it, is it?
I think.
But it's quite clever the way that the zipper is its teeth.
Yeah, I had a different idea in my head and I'm a bit let down.
Right, okay. Well, it's got a large capacity with smart storage.
Mm.
What that means, really. There's a lot of pencil cases you can buy on Amazon.
Oh, there's lots.
It's 1,602 in pencil case. Should we see what the most popular pencil case on Amazon is?
All right, then.
Here we go.
Number one
for $4.99, the Zamasha clear pencil case in black, a versatile storage for stationery. Only 4 stars, and yet it's still number one.
It's a bit boring.
Well, the fact that it's clear is quite useful, isn't it? Because then, crucially, you can see what's in it.
Yeah.
But I wonder, does that take away the joy of the pencil case? Because surely... The pencil case, much like my rucksack, I should be putting my hand into the darkness and trying to find something weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it just doesn't look like my idea of the perfect pencil case. Mm. I've obviously got an idea somewhere.
I would say if we're looking at the top sort of 5 or 6 pencil cases, and that's right, that's what we're doing on the show today. Look, Minecraft, number 15 there. That's nice.
Yeah, I quite like number 17.
Hasvriog. H-A-S-V-R.
That sounds like an IKEA name, and it looks like an IKEA pencil case. That's
yes.
Sort of the vibe.
Oh my God, it's got a video with it
as well. It's very Scandi.
It's very Scandi, but it's a bit too clinical. I would say my favourite is this one, you see. This is where we're different, because what I like about this one, this is number 5. This is the Equvn. Who comes up with these names? EUQVUNN. Black pencil case. Large capacity pen case. And it's got loads of compartments. Loads of compartments. Do you know what I mean? I want to have a little adventure.
It's very organised, that one, but I reckon you just put all your pens in one of the compartments and ignore all the other compartments.
Mm. Okay, so hang on. If I'm going to put a link to a pencil case here, because maybe someone listening to this is after a new pencil case, we recommend this one?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Number 17.
I'm going to do that, guys.
Big capacity.
I'm going to put a link to the big capacity pencil case. And that way, people say, oh, that's a good pencil case. You can say, oh, yeah, it got recommended to me on a podcast.
Mm.
You know, pretty good.
Be cool.
So that's pencil cases. So you don't have a pencil case then?
No.
No. You're going to say because you're an adult?
Well,
you've got that look
about
you.
Would I have a pencil case in my handbag? I'd just have a pen in my handbag.
Mm.
have no need of a pencil case.
I like having, I like one. I think they're good. And then the other thing which Anya talked about, which I thoroughly enjoyed, was the to-do list. Now, I feel like, much like with wigs or with dealing with pests, we're getting into Beth Murray territory here. Take me through your approach to the to-do list.
I love a to-do list, and I can never be without one. And in fact, I only get things done by having the list on my phone. Different subcategories of to-do list, personal to-do list, house to-do list.
Are they all on Notes? You just use the Notes app. Can I tell you something? Sometimes you sit next to me on the sofa, close, and I know what's going on. There's only one reason why this...
Do you ever hate me more
no.
than when I'm sitting...
And I see the Notes app open, and I think... And I see a to-do list, and it's got Tom written at the top.
Yeah, I've got a Tom to-do list.
I know.
But I never dare tell you about it.
Have you got it? Where's your phone? Do you want to tell us what's on the Tom to-do list?
Okay, I'll read
this is
down.
Your only opportunity, and my body language here is already crunching into a ball. I hate this. Makes me mad. And I know what the first thing's going to... In fact, what we should play is the game.
Yeah.
How many things are on the Tom to-do list?
Four.
Okay, one of them's going to be the front bush.
Yes.
Okay.
Cut back rosebush.
One of them's going to be fix the door handle in the understairs toilet.
Oh, God, no, but you can add that. Sugar. In fact, I'm going to add it to my list.
Has really
door handle toilet.
Oh, shit.
You said you were going to do it and you never did.
I know, I need to do it because it's falling off. It's getting worse. Okay, on the Tom to-do list elsewhere. How many of those three remaining ones are to do with Christmas?
None.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, well, loosely one, but I just want you to do it anyway.
I know what it's going to be. Sort out the spare room.
Yeah, so the final three things can be folded into one.
The spare room.
Which is the spare room, but within that is a subsection of the things that you have to do in the spare room.
Golf clubs. It's just all golf clubs.
And then all those books you've got there.
What books? What books? You mean the books on the shelves?
The ones you're going to sell.
Oh, the Wisdoms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sugar. All my dad's Wisdoms. A niche observation. If anyone wants to buy loads of antique Wisdoms, which are worth a fortune, please do get in touch to tomatoastapod.com. Oh my God, how appropriate is that? Somewhere. That's an Amazon order.
That's an Amazon
order. Do you want to go? I'll pause. You go and get it.
Then I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, stand by. Okay, huge news. You've been to the front door and it is a package for Christmas. It's a Christmas present for my mum. It's the calendar with all the family in it for my mum, Sally. We call it the Salander. That's lovely, isn't it? So take that off my list of things to do. Wisdoms, yes, I need to sell the Wisdoms. Mm-hmm. I'll remember that. So the to-do list...
It's vital. Sometimes if I need to do something upstairs and I'm downstairs, I have to write down on the notes what I need to do when I'm upstairs because I'll forget on the way up the stairs.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I really get satisfaction from writing things on the list and then deleting them when I've done them.
Of course.
And sometimes I write things on the list that I've already done so that I can write them down and delete them.
Yes, I've done that. I have done things and then written them down on a list and then crossed them out in the same breath to give me a sense of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that, and this points to maybe a lifestyle choice, you end up living your whole life playing a game of things to do rather than just being in the moment and living your life without thinking of your life as defined by a load of things I've got to do?
No.
Because if you're
if you're
stomping up and down the stairs, right, you should be, you know, just relaxed and going about your business. But what you're doing is thinking, I need to get up there to do that, and then I need to get down there to do that. Then it's like your whole life was a dot to dot thing. We've got to get over there to do that. Got to get over there to do that.
That's such a man response. These are things that need to be done.
Mm.
They need to be done.
Do they though?
They do.
Okay. So pursuing that thought, what happens if I don't cut the front bush? What actually happens?
I nag you. That's one thing that happens.
That happens
we
anyway.
Can't get into the shed. That's anyway. Another thing that happens.
One of the things that Anya did was bought a, and I will put this on the list as well, she bought a fridge-based to-do list, which she then...
I like the sound
crucially,
of that.
Wrote in Sharpie. So she can never... But then I think that's quite nice. If you never can wipe off the things on there, then you end up with this quite profound to-do list of things that you always got to
do. Well, she said they were perennial to-dos.
Right. Perennial. Like, so if my... A perennial to-do list for me would be, write down a gratitude list, Cut back on chocolate. Get to bed early. Don't drink. You know what I mean?
Things mine like is just washing. I write washing on the list every day and then I delete it and then I write it again.
It's so depressing. It's just constant.
But
washing.
We've got a friend who has a to-do list where she ticks it. So this is like Anya's dad's box that he didn't actually use the box.
Drives me
he had a box to tick and then he just didn't use it. Yeah. She has like a thing where she does the to-do and rather than delete it, she says, well done. Good job.
Oh.
So she gives herself a little congratulations.
Yes.
For having done the thing.
Yes, I approve of that.
Yeah, I like that
as
well.
That's a really good way to do it.
I've never got round to it because it felt like an extra thing to do.
Yeah.
But it was also nice.
The to-do list is, there's a to-do list you can get. Look at this. And then you could write this on the fridge, you see, which is magnetic. So you'd pin that. It's just a big magnetic whiteboard, basically. Mm. You'd stick that on your fridge door.
Mm.
Or you could do what you did, which is dead clever. When we had some cupboards put in our kitchen, you made the magnetic cupboards. Mm.
Yeah.
So we can magnetize the cupboards. But that's very you, because what you're doing is you're turning a cupboard into a to-do list.
But you shouldn't show me things like this, because you're turning me on.
Sure, okay,
because,
why not?
You know, like a
podcast ends there, guys. Thanks for listening.
A
bye-bye.
Dry white pen for memos with a to-do list.
Mm.
But also, I'll buy that and then I'll write things for you to do on it.
Which I'll then ignore. That's fine. Don't worry about it. I can ignore that. But that is, it's only $7.95.
That's good, that. I like that.
Only A4 size, though.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
And it doesn't come with pens. So if you want A4...
Oh, I thought it came with a pen.
Well, otherwise you're going to do a Magliano, aren't you? And you're going to get a Sharpie.
Yes.
And that's that. You can get an XL one for $12.95. That's very good.
Too big. That'll just take up too much space.
But a lot of people also, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do this, you might want to get a to-do list, which you can put things for the kids to do. Because it's quite a passag thing to do, isn't it? You're putting a to-do list up. It's not really for you. If you're putting it up on a fridge or something, it's kind of telling other people what you want them to do.
Yeah, but I mean, you say you would ignore it. They would really ignore it. I mean, they would be like barely literate when it came to the to-do list.
You know how you would make it work for our boys?
Put what they would get paid for doing it.
That is 100% what I was going to say. So it would look almost like a menu.
Mm.
So starters would be tidy up your bowls, little price next to it, 50p.
Mm.
I think if we had some sort of payment structure in place and you used a to-do list as a menu.
That would make them interested. But if we're talking about our eldest child, he would demand payment and not do any of the jobs.
Yes. That is very true. He would get the money and run. He would scam us, but continue to live with us.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. And we love him dearly.
He is a grifter.
Before we finish... we won't listen to this. Before we finish, a couple of other things. Otto the cheating cat. I love that.
No, he's a naughty boy. I love him.
Just love the idea of walking into this woman's house.
Spread eagled on the bed.
The woman who decided it's a girl because it looks like a girl. It's absolutely wild. So I thoroughly enjoyed that, Rosemary.
Also, I loved Anya. She sounded like a jealous girlfriend. Mm. And I've noticed that about people who have cats. They do get very possessive and petulant about their cats misbehaving and being unfaithful.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Mm.
Cats, you are buying... When you get a cat, you're getting an adulterer.
Mm. We had somebody in our street whose cat is quite a wanderer.
Crumpet.
And she once said... I can smell another woman's perfume on him.
Oh, the woman who owns the cat?
Yes.
Yes, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
And we went, uh-huh.
I was worried it was mine.
Well, I could tell which house she's been in, he's been in, because we have this cat who comes in, who we do not feed, called Crumpet, and he smells of cigarettes when he comes in. And you're like, well, I know where he's been.
Or perfume. He does smell of perfume.
Anyway, we love a cheating cat. If you've got a good cheating cat story, tom@toasterpod.com. And finally, the advice I finished the episode with, about the filters, get a shark hoover.
Mm. Shark's very good.
We've had a shark pencil case. We've had a shark hoover.
Oh, yes.
Get a shark hoover. They're in Black Friday. There's a deal, in fact, on the link to the one I've put in the episode today. They're brilliant, but they suddenly stop working. And it's because the filter has clogged, like the filter's gone.
But that's another thing I have to nag you to do, to clean the filter. So
I worry that this podcast is going to become a vehicle for you to nag me.
Yeah, I quite like that.
And the problem is now there are people listening who are now effectively witnesses. And I will now get emails in the next week saying, did you ever sort out the rosebush? And that's what we'll do next week on Toasted. We'll give you an update on the rosebush. What do you think, don't giggle, what do you think the percentage chances are of us doing that, of me doing that rosebush before next week's episode?
Low tens.
Thank you so much for your belief in me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity, Sir Alan. All right, Anya Magliano then. Thanks for listening. That episode is up. You can go and see it on YouTube, where you can subscribe, youtube.com/@mymatebotatoaster. It really helps us if you can do it. It's free to subscribe. Someone doubted that once. To be clear, it is free to subscribe on YouTube. Obviously on Instagram and all the bits and bobs. And if you get a chance to write a nice review, that would be really appreciated. It really drives new listeners in our direction. That's it. Any further points from you, Beth Murray?
You could write a nice review and tell Tom to do his jobs as part of the review, and that would be also helpful.
I would take that. I'm that desperate for validation. That was a real sort of balancing out of validation. You give me validation, but with a chore.
Yeah.
Okay, so chore-based reviews. Do it on your nearest podcast application, please. And we'll see you on Tuesday for Angela Scanlon. Thank you, goodbye.
It's my mate, water toaster. Oh, it's my mate, water toaster. Yeah, yeah, my mate, water toaster.